Well, thank you for joining us this morning on Tetelestai. Are you prepared for the final battle? We've been examining over the last few weeks, the signposts, the pieces of evidence that point toward the fact that we are moving rapidly toward the wrapping up of human history, this age, in order to move into the glorious age to come of the Messiah. What signs are pointing toward that? What pieces of evidence are indicating that we have entered into a period that seems to indicate the birth pang period that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21? What evidence is there of that? And if that is the case, what are we to do? How are we to prepare for such a time as this as believers? We're looking at the counsel of Jesus. We are supposed to live our lives in such a way to be prepared for what is coming. And as we closed yesterday, what kind of counsel, what kind of advice does our Savior give us in relationship to these days and how we're prepared? Obviously, one of the things that he definitely said was that we are not to be deceived and we are not to be led astray. That is a potential possibility. Jesus is acknowledging that because he is saying this to his own disciples. It's not something that we can just shirk off and say, oh, I don't ever have to worry about being tricked or deceived. We've all been tricked or deceived at some point in our lives in a lot of different ways. It may have been being deceived by a really good, slick salesperson to purchase something that down in our gut we knew probably wasn't right to do, but we fell into the trap of the deception. We bought the lie, and then we entered into getting something that later on we regretted it and it didn't deliver. It did not produce what was promised. So we're all liable to deception. The only way we're going to be able to avoid deception and to spot it, because again, remember this about deception, and you've got to do this. No lie is a good lie unless it is full of truth. Enough truth to make you buy it. See, it doesn't take but just a small injection of falsehood into a true statement to make it a lie. The enemy doesn't have to be blatant and glaring in his deception to just boldly say, I'm deceiving you, and just be, out in left field with statements and declarations about God and about Jesus, because we would say, we recognize that. That's false, that's lie, that's deception. No. If there's a potential possibility for a believer to be deceived and tricked, whatever that deception is, has got to look enough like the truth that they buy it. And that's the key. And the only way we're going to be able to withstand that deception and those lies is by grounding ourselves in the Word of God and our personal relationship with Jesus. Just like a bank teller is so familiar with the real deal when it comes to money that when counterfeit comes across, they immediately spot it because they have been so familiar with recognizing and handling what is true that they can spot the counterfeit. Same thing is true when it comes to deception from the enemy. We are grounded in our relationship with Jesus, our union with him, we're walking with him, and in his word. We're grounded in his word to the extent that when the lie is spoken or it's lying wonders performed, we recognize it because we are grounded in the truth of Scripture. Moses was warned by God, and Moses warned the children of Israel, look, if a prophet or a seer or a dreamer, comes along, a worker of miracles, and they do a miracle, or they make a prophecy, or they have a dream, and whatever they say comes to pass, and it actually happens, but that prophet or dreamer is telling you to follow a way that is contrary to the Torah, the Word of God, at that time, then that person is a liar, and they are to be stoned. Don't follow anybody that's trying to lead you away from the Word of God. But you have to know the Word of God. And this is the thing. We have to be familiar with the truth. So right now, one of the things you definitely and I definitely need to be doing is focusing on our intimacy with Jesus and our grounding ourselves in the scripture, in the word of God, to get prepared, to be have our loins girded with truth. One of the other things that Jesus told his disciples is, look, don't only not be deceived or led astray, but get yourself prepared for persecution mentally. I mean, get yourself prepared for persecution. It is going to come. He said in Mark 13:9, watch out for yourselves. They will hand you over to the courts. You will be beaten in the synagogues. You will stand before governors and kings because of me and as a witness to them. And he went on in other passages to describe betrayal. Betrayal that will come from the closest people to you in your life. Parents betraying their children. Children betraying their parents. Husbands betraying wives. Wives betraying husbands. Fathers betraying their own children. Brothers betraying brothers and sisters. Your closest friends turning their back on you and turning you over. Paul experienced this. I mean, his heart was broken when he, you know, wrote to Timothy in his second letter about Phygellus and Hermogenes and others who had forsaken him in Asia, who had turned their back on the gospel and went back to the world, and who were actively engaged in resistance toward Paul, who would refuse to associate themselves with Paul because there was a price to be paid for associating with the apostle Paul. Nonetheless, Paul knew, because he wrote and he told Timothy, look, all that live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution. It is through many persecutions, tribulations, pressures, he would write, that we enter the kingdom of God. It's not an easy road. I mean, here's a man who was stoned, a man who was beaten, a man who was shipwrecked, a man who had been robbed. I mean, on and on and on. The heartache, the pain that Paul experienced for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, you know, Paul said, for the which cause, this gospel, I suffered these things. And when he's writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says, but nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm here because of the gospel. I'm in these chains because of the gospel. When Jesus is saying, look, folks, get prepared. Persecution hasn't come here to the United States like it has in many other places in the world physically, but it is coming, and it's getting closer every day to being full-blown, unleashed persecution against the body of Messiah. But as I said, they're going to need an event. They're going to need something in order to crack down. And I'm of the opinion that how it's all going to play out, how it's all going to unfold and come about, is probably going to be a surprise to everybody, even to the people who are prophecy, quote unquote, prophecy watchers. Usually prophecy is something that we look back on and say, ah, that's what he meant by that, after the fact, when it's happened. Well, the one thing we can definitely know, though, is that not only are we to guard ourselves against deception and error and lies, and not to be led astray, but we are to be getting ourselves prepared mentally and physically for persecution. And again, the only way you prepare for that is to walk with God. And when we enter those times, there will be grace given to us for whatever we need in order to face whatever we're facing. And you can rest assured of that. Well, may that grace, may the peace, may the joy and the love of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, fill your heart to overflowing today. Thank you again for joining us, and Lord willing, we will be with you again tomorrow.